Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
A major religious freedom victory in Nebraska has just taken place. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at NFA. Nate, last week during the debate on LB 627, which would expand protections to include sexual orientation and gender identity, we witnessed something powerful.
Absolutely, Karen. This is good news for religious freedom in Nebraska. Unfortunately, laws like LB 627 are used as swords against people of faith, like Jack Phillips, who we talked about yesterday, instead of being a shield against actual discrimination. And after debating this bill, it was pulled from the agenda without a vote. And there's an important policy in place in the legislature where if a bill sponsor can't show that they've got 33 votes in favor of passing the bill, it won't be placed back on the agenda. And that's the case with this bill, meaning that it's been defeated for this year's session.
Nate, we can all agree that people should be treated with dignity and respect. However, this form of legislation harms people of faith.
Absolutely. This bill is really about silencing dissent and punishing people who disagree with the government on marriage and human sexuality. And these are issues of deep importance to most Americans. And we don't want the government picking winners and losers and punishing people for peacefully living according to their sincerely held beliefs.
LB 627 also included public accommodations, which we had concern regarding safety and privacy concerns.
Absolutely, Karen. Under this bill, there would be situations where biological men who identify as women would be allowed to share the same intimate spaces like restrooms and locker rooms as biological females. And we think that that's wrong. And we think that most Nebraskans value being able to not only live in the privacy of their home according to their beliefs, but also run their business according to their beliefs. And so this was something that reaffirmed this throughout the debate, and we were so thankful for all the state senators who stood against this law and defended religious freedom.
Join us tomorrow as we continue the conversation on protecting religious freedom in Nebraska.